name of Jesus. And in the early morning, on the first day after Sabbath, they came upon the tomb while the sun was rising. The pervasive darkness that attended the death of Jesus now gives way to the rising sun upon the earth this night, hinting at a more than ordinary dawn, ripe with the promise of a renewed creation. Whether they were ready or not, that is what the women find at Jesus' tomb. The heavy stone over the grave stands rolled back. The seal of the grave has been broken. By the morning light, they see that there is no dead body in that tomb to anoint. And heavenly messengers are present to say, "Do not be alarmed. Jesus you are seeking, the Nazarene, the one who was and is the crucified one, he has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him." It is the first day of the week. Now, the sun has set, the first day of creation. The Lord has rested on the Sabbath day after his redeeming work on the cross on the sixth day. And now that the night has fallen on the Sabbath, we come with the women to this new first day of the week and find that Jesus has moved the heavens and the earth and arose from his entombed rest to be the glorious first budding of the new heavens and the new earth. He will bring that new creation to a wondrous completion at his word on that grand eternal day to come. Some call this day and through to that day to come the eighth day. Then our Lord will bring forth all his brothers and sisters glorious and alive. And we will follow him into the eternal paradise that he has prepared. Tonight, we dare glimpse with the women into the new creation that springs forth out of a place where death once reigned but no more does. And we realize that the dawning of a new creation in Christ is the fulfillment of the entire story of God's people in Holy Scripture. This night, the new Adam has arisen forth to bring light and immortality to light. Fallen humanity has been given the right to be called children of God once again, to know anew the image of him who shares our humanity and has raised it on high for all eternity. This night, the ark of Christ's body delivers us safely through the raging flood of this world, until that day when we come to rest in him upon the fullness of a new heaven and a new earth. This night, the greater prophet, greater than Moses, arises to lead us out of bondage to sin, out of old Egypt and the Pharaoh and the past that seeks to enslave us, through the cleansing waters, through the wilderness of this life, and into a new land that he has made ready for us. And this night, there are no dead bones, no dry bones slain by sin and death in that grave. Jesus, the firstborn of Ezekiel's vision, first of those slain by sin and death, to breathe again in the resurrection air of his Holy Spirit. And this night, the faithful, never reluctant Jonah has come up out of the depths of the sea, out of the belly of the grave, alive, and he proclaims repentance and forgiveness of sins to in himself, to the world, through his church. This night, a Son of Man has come forth from hell's fiery furnace, unsinged. He smells like sweet incense and the costliest perfume ever, like heaven itself. Innocent, holy, glorious, victorious over every idol, leading us out of hell's exile in sin and death to the home he has prepared for us. Around font and altar, this night, we remember these stories and know that in Christ, this is your salvation story. You have been joined to the new creation in Christ through your baptism and tonight through the Holy Supper. That story of the new creation in Christ has been bestowed this night wonderfully on Ruby Jean in the life-giving waters of holy baptism, a new birth of water and the Spirit, which has forever joined her to the resurrected Jesus Christ. It's the dawn of a new day for her, leading to eternal life. just as your baptism day dawned new for you. This night, celebrating the new creation in Christ, we sing again, glory be to God on high, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. All the sons and daughters of Adam are true brothers once again. All curses stand defeated, all debts forgiven, all failures forgotten, wickedness put to flight, sin washed away, jubilee declared. There is peace with God and with each other, for the seal of the grave has been broken, and it will no more be put together on us. The morning of the new creation in Jesus Christ has broken forth out of the night. Did you hear the heavenly call go out? Hear it again. Rejoice now, all creation. Rejoice, all the earth, in the radiance of the light now poured upon you and made brilliant by the brightness of the everlasting King. Let this house of God ever ring out with the Easter praises of God's faithful people, body and soul created anew in the Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Christ is risen.